Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My co-host this week is Chelsea Gilkey. She's with me. She is the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Communication Specialist.
Right.
I nailed it. I also want to shout out, thank you to the Wayfarers. They're the ones who do the music for our intro, and I want to thank the local group for putting together some music for us, and wasn't just for us. I just heard one of their songs I really, really liked, so... And I think it's called, what, The Old Muskingum or something like that. So that's our entry song.
Very fitting. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. You know, a couple years ago, there was a disease kind of hitting the deer herd and taking some that kind of surprised some folks. And it's creeping back in a little bit in a few counties.
Yeah, and that's something we refer to it in short as EHD, and that stands for episodic hemorrhagic disease. Sounds probably a little scarier than what it is, but it can cause harm to white-tailed deer and cattle in Ohio. So this virus, it's not infectious to people. It's spread from animal to animal. But what it comes from is midges. So small midges, you know, would bite, you know, cattle or a deer. And then that animal becomes infected. So within, you know, 5 to 10 days, you know, a deer can get very feverish and sick and then die. So a lot of times they'll be found around water sources. So if you think about, you know, when we've got more of a drought and water's drained down, you got more of those mud flats, more midges. So it can be up a little bit. And this year we've kind of had on the flip side, in August, a lot of water. Well, that was more water surface area for these midges to hang out in. So it's, I guess we can't win either way, but
right.
It's just a fact of life. But anyways, we've had, you know, several reports of EHD, and in certain counties you'll hear more than in other counties. So it's been kind of spotty. It won't be anything that will overwhelmingly, you know, hurt the deer population for this upcoming hunting season. So nothing to worry about there. And these midges, as soon as you get the first frost, it'll die, and then we won't have to worry about
then.
It anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So I know in Northeast Ohio this past weekend, they got a frost, but in Southeast Ohio,
we did not.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're kind of on the line here. So here before long, we'll get it. But EHD, I mean, it is out there, but it's not, you know, to be a concern about, you know, for as far as a hunting population.
If a hunter or a landowner comes across a deer along a creek bank or something that's down, that's probably the reason why. What should they do?
Right. So we are taking reports of that. So
okay.
If they would happen to find one, they can either contact their local county wildlife officer, which that number would be on our website or in the back of, you know, hunting regulations if you have those. Or they can call 1-800-WILDLIFE and report that as well. So that's how we've been keeping track of what's where and in what county. And we can either, you know, confirm whether that's a positive or a negative, you know, EHD result. So anyways, just looking into a lot of different things at all times. So
I do know, too, that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has also taken some throat samples of does. And I don't know if they're in our counties, but they'll select a few counties throughout the state. They don't take a lot of samples, but they may come up and ask you, hey, can we take a tissue sample? And if they ask you, let them. It's you know, it's not that your deer's bad or anything like that. It's basically for study purposes.
Right, right.
So I'd remind folks about that. I knew we were going to talk about something else. What was it? I stumped you.
We had so much to cover.
I know.
We were running out of time.
I know.
well, a little bit of, I mean, it's always exciting to look forward to the upcoming deer season.
Last year.
Yeah, as far as last year, the neat thing here, Chuck, is that archers actually accounted for about 45% of the entire deer harvest.
That's awesome.
For the fourth year in a row now. So more deer have been taken during archery season than the week of gun season. And that's quite a change. I remember when I was a kid, it's like
right.
Gun week was the big thing. And now it's, you know, getting out there and archery hunting. And here locally in Coshocton and Muskingum County, vertical bows kind of took the top harvest. So like your compound, your recurve.
Right.
So these counties, obviously you guys are doing something right with the archery.
Well, they're practicing.
Yeah, in the school. And
yeah.
Then they're getting out there. I think that's part of it. So you know, we've got people that were hunting on public hunting land and then private land. So, you know. There's all kinds of people hunting on both, obviously, on
with
private.
With the self-check-in, and often when the state comes out with something, I won't rush to judgment. Some things I jump up and down about right away. when they went to a plug rule and shotguns, I thought, awesome, we can get rid of aim and spray. We can get somebody that's going to have to really focus on hitting their target and watching what their target is. But when this came out, I was like, verdict's still out. What are you guys seeing on your end?
We're seeing it's working rather efficiently, you know, rather than having someone manning a station in the metal tags. I know the metal tags were nice for a nostalgic feel.
Right.
But our online check system does seem to be working effectively. And, you know, if you've got some people that are trying to cheat the system, they were trying to cheat the system before we came up with the new one. Right, so,
and I understand
that. You know, they're always going to do that. But we've been pretty pleased with it. We're able to get a lot more, draw a lot more data and things, too, from the new system, where the old one, you know, we didn't have, you know, quite as much of that. So we've been pretty pleased with it so far. And it now with all these smartphones, it is, you got to admit, a little nice to be able to once in a while just call in or, you know, go online on your
smartphone. I'm
going to
go with verdict still out on it. But if it's worth, I mean, I can see where you guys are gathering data faster. I remember back in the 70s and early 80s, my grandfather's neighbor, John Chevalier, would go out. He would sell the tags or deliver the tags to the check-in stations. And then we'd go back, usually with a wildlife officer, and start gathering the slips back.
Wow.
And that's how the system was back when. And he had about a 4-county area that he took care of. And I think they gave him 50 cents a piece, which he gave to his conservation club back in the day for all those miles he drove.
Wow.
Back when.
My, how things have changed.
Yes. So, again, they can get information a little bit faster. And and if that's like I said, for me, the verdict's still out. It probably hasn't hindered you guys's, I guess my question, has it hindered you guys' ability to maybe catch some of the folks that are bending the rules?
You know, with the prevalence of social media, not so much.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
you know,
too many people brag.
People talk and people rat themselves out. So I think if anything, it may help us. I know that's hard to believe if the verdict's still out for you, but
I'll give it one more year.
We can definitely draw a lot of different assumptions from, you know, the check-in system, you know, the timing, you know, did they go buy a tag after the time they actually harvested? I mean, there's a lot of little things that you can look at there and go, something's not right, you know, as well as, you know, Facebook not doing people favors all the time. So
There you go. Well, Chelsea, once again, it's been great to have you here. I do, when we come back, we're going to let you actually do some of the segments that Don normally does, our tip of the week and our this day in history. Don usually has some interesting this days in history. So
just, I can only imagine.
You can only imagine. So, folks, we're going to be right back. We're going to pay some bills. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.